This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about laying the foundation for a new season. So summer is winding down and the back-to-school efforts are in full swing. And even though I'm no longer in school, it always feels like whether I'm just naturally inclined this way or I have been preconditioned, that I feel like this is a time that I want to learn something new or to take on a new project. But in order to shift from my rest on my laurels mode, which is what I usually feel in the summertime, to a more purposeful mode, I first seek to be in a deeper place with God. In other words, if I want to go higher, I must first go deeper. And when I look to the scriptures, Jesus really teaches us how to do this. So in the Gospels, we know that Jesus spends a lot of time teaching and healing. But if we look closer, we can see a pattern because he typically teaches and heals and then withdraws to the wilderness to pray and be in communion with God. And we see him again. He teaches and he heals and then he withdraws to be in deeper communion with God. And what we can draw from that is the effectiveness of his work is directly linked to his deeper communion with God. It is the foundation for all other actions. And so the words that I use to teach me are, but when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Matthew 6:6. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, go deeper in your communion with God and go higher in your endeavors.